At the end of the school day, this classroom is transformed into a workshop. For the last 2 months, these students, with the help of their physics teacher, have been trying to build a machine that erases a chalkboard.
That's a simple task, and they have to come up with a whole crazy machine that has as many chain reactions as possible to, in the end, erase that chalkboard.
It's called a Rube Goldberg machine, named after the American Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist and inventor who specialized in drawing complex machines that performed simple tasks. In less than a week, these students will be entering their machine in a citywide competition in the regional Rube Goldberg Machine Contest.
I'm kind of nervous and excited because we're not done yet, but we're getting there and we're almost done.
But even getting to this point has not been easy.
The most challenging part is trying to not get frustrated.
Sometimes your teammate might mess up something and you all pay.
They worked so hard. I mean, these are the kids who are committed. So they have learned that they need to have commitment. They need to be persistent because we've probably run this 50 times and it's only worked twice.
It's hard not to blame other people or ourselves. And we sort of have to keep working together and find a solution.
The solution includes physics and everyday objects, from students' homes to their neighborhood streets. The goal is not just a complex machine that works, but one that is also whimsical and creative.
Just combining all of their knowledge that they have about everything in life and then working as a team and putting it together, I think is just an incredibly valuable experience.
I think we're all impressed and amazed by what we created.
And in just a few days, these students will find out if their machine will impress and amaze the judges on competition day. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles. Oh, no. Again.